Well, in an effort to keep you posted and most update on what's going on with the coronavirus here in Frederick, WFMD has been running one-minute special little cuts of the governor and Jan Gardner and various other leaders and what they're doing in their particular departments or fields in order to help you. We're going to start to post a montage of these efforts here in the Mid-Maryland Live slot so that you can go back and review what was said by whom on down to people like Rick Weldon and Kelly Schultz. This first edition is going to include 7 different cuts. Governor Larry Hogan starts us off by telling us what he feels the CDC and himself are requesting for anybody who might have traveled into the New York City area.
According to the CDC guidance that was issued yesterday, any Marylander or anyone visiting Maryland who has recently spent time in New York or visited the tri-state area must quarantine in place and limit all contact with others for at least 14 days. I have formally submitted a request for a presidential disaster declaration for the state of Maryland to help provide funding for state and local governments, as well as nonprofits, for such important initiatives as disaster unemployment insurance, hazard mitigation.
Our second cut in this montage is from our president of the local Chamber of Commerce, Rick Weldon, who knows a good bit about businesses, and he is talking a little bit about some of the problems that are happening as people who own local businesses are attempting to go into websites and get help.
The problem is Maryland was included in the declaration that opens up that very low interest loan fund as sort of an emergency cash infusion for a small business. But it's literally taking 4, 5, and 6 hours for a business to complete the online process. One, because I think the site is just clogged because it's all over the country. It's not just Maryland that can access those funds. We're telling people there's a potential solution. But frankly, if you can't ever log in or if it takes literally 4 or 5 hours to access the site for a relatively small loan, I'm not sure that's the right answer.
Our third cut in this montage is Governor Larry Hogan again talking about what we shouldn't be doing, which is any unnecessary out-of-state travel.
As we have previously stated, no Marylander should be traveling outside of the state unless such travel is absolutely necessary. If you have traveled anywhere outside the region in recent weeks, you should self-quarantine for 14 days. We encourage not just businesses, but families and friends to make every effort to use remote forms of communication to limit person-to-person contact. Marylanders should reschedule all non-essential appointments of any kind. As we directed 11 days ago, no one should be using any mode of public transportation unless they are essential personnel or unless that travel is absolutely necessary.
Our fourth cut is of interest to a lot of high school kids, particularly seniors, because Dr. Teresa Albin from the Frederick County Board of Education came on and talked a little bit about what's happening to the proms and graduations for this coming spring season.
Well, first of all, we're closed through the end of April. There were 3 proms scheduled in April, so they won't be able to happen in April. You know, gatherings of 10 or less until the governor releases that order are going to be possible. And since we don't know exactly when he will do that for graduation, what I do know is that Mount St. Mary's just recently told their students that they will be postponing their graduation until sometime in the summer. We were slated to be at Mount St. Mary's the first week in June. So they have not yet told us that we can't do it then. We are looking at trying to find venues, options for perhaps doing something in the summer. You know, we'll look at if we have to, even virtual options some way. We are not going to let the class of 2020 leave without celebrating them in some way.
Our fifth cut is once again Governor Larry Hogan talking about his recently issued stay-at-home directive. I know that created quite a bit of stir among some of our listeners, but here is the actual statement that he made.
This morning, I have signed an executive order which institutes a stay-at-home directive. No Maryland resident should be leaving their home unless it is for an essential job or for an essential reason, such as obtaining food or medicine, seeking urgent medical attention, or for other necessary purposes. In addition, only essential businesses are allowed to remain open in Maryland, and those businesses must also make every effort to scale down their operations in order to reduce the number of required staff, to limit in-person interaction with customers as much as they are able to, and to institute telework for as much of the workforce as is practical.
Number six, Larry Hogan is back on again as the governor updates the data for the state with the current coronavirus.
While we're thankfully not at the level of infection and death that we're seeing in some other states, we've been taking swift, aggressive, and unprecedented actions in an effort to stop hundreds of thousands of people from becoming infected and to save the lives of thousands of Marylanders. Yet in spite of these aggressive actions, this crisis continues to escalate at a rapid pace, and as I have been repeatedly warning over the past 3 weeks, as of this morning, Maryland now has 423 confirmed cases of COVID-19, an additional 74 cases in the past 24 hours, which is the largest one-day rise to date.
So there's a couple of different distinctions on the programs that we have. Yes, we do have a grant program, which is funding of up to $10,000 for businesses that are 50 employees or less. And that's a grant that's non-repayable, right? That is going to a business to help you get through this very tough time. And then the other is a 0% loan for the first 12 months, spread out over 3 years, which up to $50,000 for small businesses also with 50 employees or less. All of those terms are on, again, that website, Maryland Business Express, to be able to make sure that we're not going to put them in any future debt that's going to be difficult for them, but to get them over this hurdle.
We urge you to stay with WFMD as we drive to keep you most informed about what is happening as we head through this coronavirus update. I'm Bob Dacey for WFMD.